You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, here locally in Omaha, Nebraska, I have Executive Director, International Speaker and Trainer, Vince Vigneri. Good afternoon, Vince.
Hello, Brandon.
Our introductions are just the top notch, aren't they? We're going to dig right in today. The topic that we are going to touch on today is pretty classic BNI. This is something you can fill out in your profile. This is something you can use in one-to-one settings. This is something you can use to gain visibility and credibility, helping your profitability. Vince, what am I talking about?
Well, you kind of gave it away. You used the word gain.
When did I use the word? Did I?
You did.
Dude, gain. Oh, I see. This is gains.
We're going to be talking about the gains exchange. Brandon, what does gains stand for since it is an acronym?
That is right. It stands for goals, accomplishments, interests, networks, and skills.
So when you look at those five things, why are they important? And I think some of them are pretty obvious. I mean, when you ask business people, do you have goals? Most of them will say yes. Now, my favorite follow-up question, especially at a member success program, how many of you have networking goals? Mm-hmm. And usually, most of the room has their hands up when you ask about goals. And most of the room puts their hands down when you ask about networking goals. Now, why do I bring that up? Well, you're in BNI. You should probably have goals, but also networking goals. What is it that you want to get out of, return from your BNI chapter? I mean, when you think about BNI, I've said it many times, your business is the most important piece. That's why the B is first in BNI, Business Network International. So you've got to have goals. You've got to know where you're going and how do you get there? And then from there, it's really easy to fill in your weekly presentations, your feature presentations, and even your one-to-ones that this gains profile or exchange is so important to have available and knowledge of other people's gains.
So I'm going to take it a step further. Having your member success program manual as we're going through this or as you're going through your gains exchange, if you're rewriting it or writing it for the first time, because in there you have the first page of goals is actually kind of a monetary exercise to go through to say, I need this many referrals to get this amount of money so that I will reach my goals or this will help me reach my goals. So I think that's good. But why is it in the gains exchange though? Like it's good that we set these goals, but why would somebody else need to know?
Because when we share our goals, number one, they become real. Somebody's holding us accountable. Sorry to throw in one of our core values, but it's an important piece. When you share your goals with someone else, they not only become, a living thing to you, they become a living thing to the other people that want to help you reach those goals, number one. Number two, you're going to find that some of your goals have commonalities with other people in your chapter. There are common goals, and it might be to climb Mount Everest.
I just think the pictures this year, there was like these crazy lines and people were having major issues.
But maybe it's something closer to home. It's climbing a 14,000 foot mountain in Colorado. Whatever it is, it's not always just business goals.
Right.
It's what are your goals? Do you want to retire at a certain age? Do you want to move to a certain place? Do you want to have 100 sales because of your BNI chapter? What is it?
I think it's good, too, that you said don't just put your business goals because I think when we think of BNI, we usually direct it right towards business. Put all your goals on there so you can find kind of that common ground then.
And I think that's important to realize as we go through all of this. Part of it is finding commonalities that we have with one another because that helps build the relationship. Hey, there's another core value.
All right, so the next one is accomplishments. These are things that you've accomplished personally and once again in business and in life.
What are you proud of? Share it. It could be a recognition that you received, third core value, recognition that you received at your company. It could be something that you did personally on a golf course, a bowling alley, whatever it is. I was just at a training recently where somebody announced that one of their things you don't know about them is that they bowled a 290. Now, for our bowlers out there, that means 11 out of 12 strikes. And to make matters, quote unquote, worse, he went on to tell us he had a spare in the first frame and struck out.
Oh, so it was the first frame that stopped him from it. Oh.
I'd almost rather have that than the pressure of bowling that last ball.
Yeah, I can see it both ways. I can see it. And also, accomplishments, I think they give you credibility too. Remember, when we learned about job applications in high school, it's okay to brag a little bit. Don't go over the top with it, but be proud of what you've done.
Absolutely. Totally agree. Now, let's move into interests.
Okay.
Interests are the things that you enjoy doing outside of your BNI membership, outside of your business, golfing, bowling, running, hiking,
snowboarding, curling,
rollerblading.
I do love rollerblading.
But it's those things that you have interest in because we don't tend to think about talking about those in a business setting. And when you do, you find people that either have the same or they want to learn more.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those things give you credibility with one another because now you become maybe an expert in helping them take that next level.
Well, and I think too, you can go do these things together.
Correct.
And it's a little beyond business, but when we talk about credibility, it doesn't just stop at business. And when you have the same common interest, well, now we might become better friends because we can enjoy doing this. And by becoming better friends, well, we can talk more about our business opportunities.
Absolutely.
So totally it really agree. Is a good way to find that common, I guess I've said common ground a lot now that I think about that, but bringing us together. Okay. Networks.
So this one is an interesting one because these are the things that you're involved with maybe in your business, professional organizations, or maybe just in the community like a chamber of commerce. These are the other places where you meet people, where you have people that ultimately become potential referrals to the other members of your chapter. And this is an important piece because it could be the school that your kids go to.
Mm-hmm.
It could be the teams that your kids play on. It could be the things that you do, being a member at a golf course or whatever. You have another group of people outside of your business, outside of the people that you see, your clients, outside of your BNI chapter, which is absolutely a network. But these people are ultimately the people that you want to eventually pass as referrals to the members of your chapter.
And I like this one because along with interest, they could get involved in networks that you might be in and they didn't realize that, this network that I'm part of, we really focus on helping children. And they're like, oh, I have a passion for that. Then you have an opportunity to bring them in, and it might be a new opportunity for them that they didn't know existed locally.
Well, myself, I've told the story before. When I first became a member of BNI, literally the same week I became a member of Rotary. Mm. I joined both of those organizations. Completely different functions.
Right.
But they so overlap in my life today still.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what do they say? You should be in like 3 or 4 different networks.
We usually recommend 3 to 5.
Right.
And, you know, you think about that. You've got your more open networking organizations like a chamber of commerce.
Mm-hmm.
Go out and get involved in your chamber because they're helping build the economy of your city, your town, your state, your county, whatever it is. Then you've got the ones in the middle that are some sort of affinity. You mentioned that have an inkling to help kids. It could be a golf course. It could be a PTA. It could be something that you have common ground. It could be a professional organization for your business.
Mm-hmm.
And then BNI. And when you think about that, BNI, using the people that you know from the other ones that we've mentioned, 1 to 2, maybe 2 to 4 other organizations that we've mentioned, you pass those individuals when they need the product or service of someone in your BNI chapter, you pass them as a referral.
And I can say this personally, I find more referral opportunities when I'm networking more and a diverse networking because you're in front of people that can see you as an expert or see you as a resource.
And I think there's a really important piece there, Brandon. You mentioned networking. Mm-hmm. You're working the event. You're going right there with a purpose, or to go back to the very beginning, a goal in mind. Mm-hmm. It's not just to get your name out there. It's not just to build visibility to be seen. It's to find a referral for someone in your chapter a lot of times.
Yep. Yeah. So then we get to the last one, skills.
I always joke about skills because it's kind of the catch-all. Mm-hmm. What is it that somebody doesn't know about you at this point that they would like to know, should know, you'd like to share? And it can be like stupid human pet tricks. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
So it could be something along those lines. I had a chiropractor years ago in BNI that did glass etching. So like you think about a wine bottle, he could take it and etch on the wine bottle, happy anniversary or something, and make it more than just a bottle of wine.
Hmm.
That's a skill that's not going to come out in any of those other things.
Right.
So it's kind of that unique, again, I think of it as a catch-all. What's something else that you do well, and maybe not even well, but you enjoy doing, that you want somebody else to know about you?
So like I said, you can fill this out in your BNI Connect profile, and then when people search for you in Connect, we double checked. This doesn't show up in the app.
Yet. Yes, I'm sure it will.
But as long as in Connect, they can see this. But then the gains exchange is the practice of sending this via email before a one-to-one. So if Vince and I have a one-to-one, I send it over to him so that he can read through it and coming prepared with maybe there is an interest that we share. So instead of sitting down and starting from square one, it's sitting down and saying, so did you catch the curling match in Sweden last week? And if anybody sat down and said that to me, I would probably lose my mind of excitement, right? So now we're going into this one-to-one with a totally different attitude because we found that interest, or we find that we have an interest together.
Here's one step further, a fun activity to do. Go into BNI Connect. Go into your reports and go down to member details. So I've walked you through, log into BNI Connect, click reports, go down to member details. You're going to see four things. One of them is gains, and you can look up gains for all of your chapter members.
Ooh.
Fun fact, do yours, then go see who's done theirs.
Ah, yes.
Have some fun with it and challenge your chapter, your other members to go do this so that you can pull that up and see this exchange right there all the time. It's also fun to update it.
And when you need to update it.
You need to update it. Your goals change. Your accomplishments change. Your interests might change. So go in and update your gains profile today.
And if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, share, and leave a review. And if there's ever a topic you would like us to cover in the future, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com. Vince, I was a little shocked we hadn't done the gains exchange because I know it's talked about a lot, but I like how this panned out today.
It was fun. Thank you.
And for everybody else, we look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.